All right, it is Thursday morning. We are at the Grand Hotel where the action is just getting underway for the second full day of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. We're joined right now by the Macomb County Executive, Mark Hackle. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Doing well. You just noticed the orange cone, and there have been a bunch of these floating around. A little squeezy toy with the hashtag FTDR. It was a year ago at this conference that Gretchen Whitmer, as a candidate for governor, first said, we got to fix the damn roads, and that became the line of the campaign. So when's it going to happen?
Well, you know, I keep saying we've been talking about this for probably the last 6 years, about not just fixing roads, but fixing the funding. So no question about it. We need to fix the roads. I think everybody's been admiring this problem for way too long. I mean, for decades. Let's be honest about it. The question is, can we fix the roads? We can do that. We can fix any road, any bridge in Macomb County. I got a $2.3 billion need right now that's been assessed on an engineered study. So with that being said, we know we can fix any one of those lane miles, we can fix any one of the bridges, and even in the subdivisions, if we fix the funding. So when they fix the funding, and that's the responsibility of the state legislature, is to come up with new funding that's going to be supportive of what we need to do, then we can start moving forward and fixing the damn roads.
So how do we fix the damn funding then?
That's a great question, because not only have we been admiring the problem, but the legislature has been admiring solutions, meaning they've been talking about, you know, the issues of, do we take it out of the catastrophic fund? You know, is it something that they could do with a gas tax? Is it something, you know, where they tried proposal one? We talk about pot for potholes, you know, with the new legislation. Is it in the budget? I love that one, by the way, because when we went and we reviewed that, you had a Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate, and even then Rick Snyder, who wanted to try to figure out how do we come up with new funding, they couldn't find it in the budget. So all of these have been tried, tested, conversations, changing Act 51, and nothing seems to move. So we're admiring solutions now. We're not just admiring the problem with the roads, we're admiring solutions. And at some point in time, they've got to just make that hard call and that final decision to say, here's what we're going to do to bring in new money for roads and help us do what we need to do, and that's fix the problem.
How would you propose doing that? Because you mentioned a lot of good possibilities.
Whatever they come up with, I will support. So it's funny, because I get asked that question a lot, and I'm not here to be prescriptive on what the legislature does, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to support whatever they do as long as it's new money and it's real money. And I'll be the first one to congratulate them and support them and say, you know what, they did the right thing, because that is the number one issue in Macomb County specifically that people are asking us to do as public officials, fixing the roads. And so, you know, I don't know that they're going to get criticized for whatever decision they make. And if they do, I think it's going to be a very short-term criticism once they start seeing these roads are getting fixed. So I will support whatever decision they make as long as it's real money and it's not something that they're giving an impression we're solving the problem when it really doesn't bring in that money for us to do what we need to do, and that's fix the roads.
One of the problems is that people in the Upper Peninsula don't want to fix Mark Hackle's roads in Macomb County.
Yeah, I understand it, but we've been fixing their roads since 1951. So I guess that's a simple way to put it. You know, back in 1951, Act 51, they came up with this, you know, this, I guess, way of making a determination of how that funding shifts, you know, to the north end to help support some of the roads up in that area, because there wasn't a lot of gas being bought in some of those counties. There wasn't a lot of, you know, vehicles being registered in those counties. And so with that, you know, there's been 1951. I mean, maybe it was good back then. But that act obviously is well past what the needs are for today, and there needs to be support in the South End. So if they come up with a $2.5 billion package, maybe a billion of it can be washed through Act 51, where they're still getting the lion's share of the money up in the North End. But the other billion and a half should be dedicated for those areas that need it. Maybe a direct appropriation for roads that really need it throughout the state, and we can compete for those based on a project-by-project basis. So maybe they can do that each year, that $2.5 billion can help us support what we need to do outside of Act 51. But there has to be a give and take. And again, I understand the need up in the North End, but it's far different than the need in the South End, especially 70 years later.
Are we going to solve this problem up here on Mackinac Island this week?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get solved up here. There's a lot of conversation about it. You know, I came up here with this being my specific messaging that I wanted to kind of address, and specifically
we saw the billboard on the way out.
Right, and the billboard was for a purpose. Yeah. And it said, fixing the funding fixes the roads. But again, it's to talk about our website, you know, macombgov.org, because we're the only county, the very first county that has done this, where we've done an actual assessment of the roads at a responsibility department of roads in Macomb County, where it's an engineered study of every road. We used HNTB, a national firm, as well as AEW, a local firm, to come together and give us the true costs associated with our subdivisions, our bridges, and our roads. And that total came out to be $2.3 billion. But the interesting thing is they can go to macombgov.org and click on that actual icon that's there, and they'll be able to scroll through and look at their community, any particular road, any particular bridge, and get the understanding of what that bridge cost, what that particular section of road may cost for us to fix, but they can also identify what we already know, the problematic roads in Macomb County. So it's a very unique, I guess, if you will, asset management plan that we've done, and one that is very user-friendly and the public can see now. And so I think this is going to get picked up, and you're going to see other counties throughout the state doing this. And I know even MDOT, Paul Adjuba, the director of MDOT, he's come down, looked at it, and thought, wow, this is something that needs to be imported throughout the entire state of Michigan so we can get a true understanding of the cost issues that's going on with our roads.
Spending some time with our St. Clair County folks up here?
It's amazing how they've kind of grown. And I say that because, you know, they've got leadership through Jeff Baum, you know, the chair of the Board of Commissioners, and credit to him. He understands the importance of coming up here. Some people wonder, what is this really? Is it, you know, some kind of a junket? It's not. It's a great opportunity to connect, have a conversation, talk about your community, you know, help market your community, and find those that want to be a partner in that, whether it's from the business sector and or from the government sector. So Jeff has done a great job of that. You know, Thelma from the Blue Water Chamber has been up here quite a bit, and you see them in and around interacting and having these conversations. It's important for them to do that because oftentimes they don't get a hearing. Macomb never used to really get a hearing. So we went to a new form of government, and now I get to come up here and kind of be that marketing director. And we took it by storm. You know, we do the billboards and we have the conversations. So we're getting a lot of attention, but it's specifically to talk about what is it about Macomb County that's special? Why should people want to live there, make Macomb their home? Or why would they want to bring a business to our location? And so with that, we partnered very well with St. Clair County. Jeff and I get along incredibly well. Thelma, along with our chambers, has done a great job of working together, putting out events and having functions kind of cooperatively. So, you know, we're trying to realize, you know what, we got partners to the north, and we don't ignore that because we have a lot of commonalities as well.
Yeah, there are strengths to be found in these partnerships.
There is. There. And again, I think the manufacturing is a very strong, you know, presence in St. Clair County. The workforce issues that we're seeing, even people that are working in St. Clair County, people that live in St. Clair County, working in Macomb County. So there's a lot of happening, and then obviously the one main attraction we all have and we try to take advantage of is our freshwater advantage. And again, that's so apparent in St. Clair County as well as in Macomb.
No doubt. Mark, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Have
you
a
bet,
good conference
guys.
Up here.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Mark Hackle, the Macomb County Executive, with us on WPHM 749 at the Grand Hotel at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference.